Are you ready to unlock your true potential? Introducing 30 Days to Unleash the Lion Within, a revolutionary series that will transform you into the leader God intends you to be. In just 30 days, you'll embark on a journey of self-discovery and growth. This free resource offers a series of messages, each packed with proven methods to simplify and apply God's word to your life. Inside this series, you'll find practical strategies to unleash your leadership potential. You need to learn how to harness the power of God's wisdom and apply it to your everyday decisions. Discover how to lead with integrity, inspire others, and make a lasting impact. But this just isn't another series. It's a transformative experience that will help you find your purpose, ignite your passion, and unleash the lion within. So visit thelionwithin.us/unleash to claim your free copy of this series. Don't wait any longer. Visit thelionwithin.us/unleash and become the leader God intends you to be. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders God intends you to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, this is your spiritual kickoff episode. I'm excited to be here with you. Let's get right into the word, okay? So this week, we're going to be in the book of Mark. Looking at chapter 4, verse 39, just one verse, pretty simple. It says, "And he got up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, 'Hush, be still.' And the wind died down and it became perfectly calm." Love this verse, guys. Absolutely love it. We're going to see if we can simplify and apply this to our life. Also, just love that word, hush. We don't hear that word enough, do we? Hush. My mom used to say hush. I know what that meant. You better be quiet, boy. Just got to be quiet. So we need that word hush is beautiful in there. So anyway, let's get right into it. Where is the book of Mark? We need to know that. We're not going to assume anything here on the line, okay? So you understand this is New Testament. It's the second gospel. So you got Matthew, Mark. You'll run into it. So if you get to Luke, you went a little bit too far. Just back up a little bit. It's okay. But go right here to Mark, chapter 4. And the one word that is really prevalent in lives that for me, as well as other people that I talk to on a consistent basis, is this word chaos. And we're going to be talking about this word this week a lot. And this verse, for me, it helps me think about what it feels like when life is spinning out of control. Because life can feel chaotic a lot. Let's just face it. We have 4 kids, from teenagers down to toddlers. And the calendar can be overwhelming. It just can be. And at the end of the day, it can feel like just a surrounding survivor. Like we just making it, man. Because the chaos can take a toll. And if we get into a sports season like we are right now, we're in softball season, it feels like a roller coaster. Because, I mean, it's just up and down. We're to this ball field, that ball field, all the different things, right? Then you have the churches, all the church events, and all the things from a family and what the farm that we got to do. It can just be chaotic. And I know there are lots of families out there to feel this as well. So when I was thinking about unpacking this verse, the idea of chaos was coming to mind. I was like, okay, what about the Bible? Right here, this account in the Bible gives me a really good picture of how to deal with it. Because what was really leading up to this verse was some powerful teaching by Jesus directly. And that evening, he had finished his teaching, and they needed to cross the sea. Now, we have to remember, in this case, the disciples, many of them were trained fishermen. They spent their whole lives on the sea, fellas. This was it. They knew their stuff. They've been through some storms. They had. Been there, done that, had a t-shirt. This is it. And this is this place where they were putting their boat in. If you actually look in, from a geography standpoint, I know some of you guys are interested in that. The sea was actually between these two valleys. And because of the way that the sea was placed, the way that God designed it with these two valleys and these mountains above them, the wind would come and these storms would come up big time. And I mean, they would actually just wreck stuff. And sudden chaos would enter. But you got to remember, these guys are used to this because this is not like the first time they were ever on the sea. So what happened? They're on the boat. Storm comes. It's raging. It's tossing. The boat is being rocked. And immediately all their training, all their skills, all their experiences, all the things they had been through went out the window. Because quite chaos can often make us feel hopeless and defeated. Hopeless and defeated. That's what chaos can do. So what do they do next? Right here, utter chaos is going on. This is where we have to pay attention. They went to Jesus. They went to Jesus. In their case, they literally went up to him because he was sleeping in the front. And I like to think about this. I smile when I think about this one because think about that for a second. Here they are, all freaked out, losing their minds. And Jesus was peacefully resting in the front of the boat. I'm just like, man, that's what's up. That's what's up. And then doing what Jesus does, he gets up and he just says the words. He calms the seas. Calms the seas. And in that moment, they could see even more about his divinity and who he was. And one thing worth considering as I was thinking about this and writing this stuff out, which is studying the scripture, was since Jesus is God, he's always in control. Why did he cause the storm in the first place? You ever thought about that? Wouldn't it have been easier for him and for them if the trip would have had calm seas, maybe a little breeze blowing in the direction they were headed? I don't think so. I mean, he could have gotten a better nap for sure. Could have been not interrupted. That ain't what he wanted. He wanted the storm just the way it was so that the disciples would recognize the need to surrender their ways and turn to him. That storm let them see their need for a Savior. And not just somebody that could help them in the moment. No, they needed a Savior. Because when life gets chaotic, typically, me, and I know lots of guys I talk to, we put it in overdrive, right? We want to get our hands around things. We want to figure stuff out. And we want to build these systems to beat it. We got to beat it. We got to gain this control. Or if that doesn't work, here's another way we handle it. We turn from things that we can't handle to get numb. So we do that. Because if we have that inability to control an outcome, we don't want to face that. This is where drugs, alcohol, pornography, different types of just terrible habits come into play. This happens here when that chaos gets the best of us. And what's beautiful about this particular scripture is the in-the-face reminder we see of our need to fall at his feet and follow him no matter what. Because you may be in a peaceful season of life. I pray you are. You need him. I mean, you may be been going to church ever since you can remember. You know the Bible front and back. You got all the different scriptures memorized. Maybe even have plastered all over your house. Guess what? You need him too. Every day. Because the only peace you're ever going to find, any of us, this side of heaven, comes when we stop doing things our way and choose his path. That's it. Because chaos can impact so many people, yet the Prince of Peace is always there waiting for us to come to him. He's there. So if you're struggling, my prayer is that you take some time and you read this account in Mark and think about the desperation that the disciples were in at this moment. They were seasoned fishermen. They knew the boat. They knew the sea. They knew the water. Yet in this moment, they were hopeless. They were defeated. Fear was paralyzing them. And they did all they knew what they knew to do. Fall at the feet of Jesus. That was it. And then we see the beautiful firsthand account of the immediate peace that filled the air. The moment that they did that, when they surrendered to him. And that peace is waiting for you. Every single one of us. But it takes a step. It takes a step of obedience to take it. Because once we do that, it will be unleashed in our life. You guys, you hear me talk about unleashing the lion within all the time. You can't unleash the lion within until you surrender to the lion. He's got to be number one in your life. You have to accept him as Christ as your Lord of your life, Christ as the Savior. That's it. Because the chaotic world that we live in, it's not getting any better. Think about this, the question for this week. Is chaos today worse than ever? Would you say yes to that? So many people I know, yes, that is 100%. They're like, amen to that one. Well, I have the answer to that chaos. And it's Christ. That's it. I can't bring any peace myself directly. I may be able to help you in some things. I try to help other people, but I can't bring peace. No, I surrender to Him. He brings the peace. Now, we've talked about all this surrender and all these different things, and like, you know, like, what in the world is this guy talking about? I'm talking about surrendering your life to Christ, because this is what it's all about. And by the way, before we get further down there, the spiritual kickoff stuff that we do here, guys, we do it every day in Alliance, every day. So if you need that little boost, that little kick in the pants to get you going, come check us out there. Love to have you, because this is a big part of what we do. Simplify and apply God's word. But if you're listening right now to the Lion Within Us and you haven't surrendered your life to the Lordship of Christ, you are here for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe someone shared a podcast with you and you want to listen to this spiritual kickoff episode. And you're like, well, let's see what this is all about. First of all, thank you for listening. Second of all, I want to encourage you. Today's the day you can make the biggest decision you ever make in your life. And it starts by recognizing one thing. We are all made in the image of God. We are. We're made in His image. And God is perfect. He made you perfect. He made you just the way He wants you to be. You may think that you're flawed, you got all these issues. No, God doesn't make any mistakes. There are no surprise babies. Lots of surprise parents, but no surprise babies. And this is who He made you to be. So I'm just telling you, as we recognize that first and foremost, that you're made in the image of God, we need to recognize right here, you know, since we were made in the image of God, there was something that entered this world at the very beginning that disrupted and put a gap between us and Him. And that's sin. Sin entered the world. That's not the way it was supposed to be, but God, this is the way it is. Sin entered the world. And right now, there is nothing we can do to overcome this gap of sin. So we just need to recognize, man, even though I'm made in the image of God, I know I am, there's just sin in my heart. And the sin is simply anything that keeps us up, separates us from God. That's all the sin is, okay? So we are all sinners, and we fall short of God's glory. And compared to other people, we may feel pretty good about ourselves, but when we compare ourselves to a holy and righteous God, we all fall short. We just do. And there's nothing we can do to overcome that. I wish there was. I wish I could tell you that, you know, there was, you know, these three steps or these five things or do this list of 10 things and you'll do that. If you do these things, you'll get to heaven. But no, it doesn't work that way. Because what God is comparing us to is His holy standard, and we all fall short. That's just it. So what do we do? What do we do? We need a Savior. We don't need a coach. We need a Savior. And Jesus got up out of His seat, out of His throne, and came on that rescue mission for you, for me, for the entire world. And He put on the clothes of humanity. He walked, and He was born as a man. And he was raised, he had a mom, he had a stepdad, he had all the things. He grew up, he had brothers. And then He started His ministry. And He taught us. And He showed the miracles and did different signs that fulfilled all the prophecies and did everything He was sent to do to pay for our sins, to be that payment that satisfies. And ultimately, the payment was His life. And they nailed Him to a cross. They crucified Him. They killed Him. Jesus was dead. And they laid Him in a tomb. And then 3 days later, He rose. The risen Savior rose. And that's the beauty of it, fellas. That's the beauty. That's what I'm talking about. That is why this is such a big deal. We don't go to church on an Easter dressed in black, mourning, like a funeral. No. We go celebrating the risen Savior. That's what it's all about, fellas. That's what we should get fired up about. That's what should get us encouraged and hope-filled and all just jazzed. The risen Savior. That's who we serve. And fellas, I'm just here to tell you, once you recognize that we have a risen Savior, you got to do something about it. You got to confess Him as Lord of your life. This means Lord over everything, the bedroom, your finances, your kids, your career, your health, everything. He's got to be Lord over it all. And once you confess that, Lord of it all, He's going to come and you'll have a new heart. The Holy Spirit's going to come and dwell in you. It's such a big deal. And so many people miss this because it's not just about fire insurance. No, it's about having that new heart with God, the Holy Spirit that's going to convict you and show you and guide you and direct you and help you make better decisions and give you wisdom and discernment to help you go down the path, the narrow path, that's His path, because recognizing that His way is the only way. There's no other way. Oprah was wrong. She just is. There's no other way to heaven. There's no other name under heaven that's been given among men by which we must be saved. Jesus is it. And I implore you, I encourage you, and I pray that if you're listening to my voice, that you haven't accepted Christ as your Savior, that you make that decision today. Well, Chris, I can't make that kind of decision. Listen to a podcast. Why not? It could be the biggest decision you ever make. Right here, every week in and week out, on a Spiritual Kickoff episode, we share the gospel. Why? Because that's what God's called me to do. One day He just told me, He says, share the gospel on SKO. I said, yes, sir. We're going to do it week in and week out because I'm walking in obedience. Are there better gospel presentations? For sure. There's people who are more eloquent than me, but you know what? This is my attempt at sharing the gospel every week. And we get lots of downloads that helps me. That's opportunities for the gospel to be shared. That's what it's all about, giving God all the glory. So I would pray, if you've never accepted Christ as your Savior, today's the day. Accept Him into your life. And let's just pray together. So, Father, just thank You so much for today, for how good You are to us. Just thank You for the listener out there right now, to where you're talking to them, Lord. You're nudging them. They're ready to take that step of obedience and confess You as Lord over their life. So I just pray that You just hear their prayer right now as they're just pouring out their tears to You, that they're feeling that connection with You, Lord. I pray You give them wisdom and discernment. I pray You put people in their path that's going to help them walk in Your ways, Father. I pray against the chaos that's going to come flooding into their life, that's going to try to do all that it can, the evil one, to keep them away from You, Lord. And I just pray against that. I pray a hedge protection around them. I pray You put men, women in their place, in their path, who can help guide and direct them on their journey to be the leaders God has called, that You've called them to be. We love You, Lord. We praise You. We thank You for Jesus and for the finishing work that He did on the cross. In Jesus' name, amen. So look, if you just accepted Christ as your Savior, look, biggest decision ever, I want you to email me, chris@thelionwithin.us. That's chris@thelionwithin.us. We'll hook you up with some free resources, some information. Also want to help you out with, so far as trying to find a Bible, not a Bible, a church to get you started with your church life and all the different things you got going on there. Just want to support you. Just want to encourage you. Just want to help you. So just reach out. Again, it's the biggest decision you ever made. I also want to give you a virtual high five and a fist bump. That's what I'm talking about. And then just invite you to some of our events, the different ways we try to serve people, try to help Christian men in particular grow to be a leader's guy and cause you to be. Now, if you're a lady and you're listening, you just says after Christ, you better email me too. Still want to help you out. Okay. Still want to hook you up there. So thank you so much for listening to the show. Yeah, we do the Spiritual Kickoffs Monday through Friday in our community. Put a lot of effort into this stuff, guys. This is our attempt to spread the gospel. Is it the best? Probably not. But doggone, it's ours. It's what God's given us. And we're just going to be obedient to what He's called us to do and serve the men in our community the best of my ability each and every day. That's what it's all about. That's how we try to help. That's how we try to empower. That's how we try to encourage. I just want to thank you all. If you could help us by giving us a rating and review, that would be big. We also need donors. We need support, fellas. I'm just going to be honest. We need support to help keep the ministry growing. There's lots of expenses. There's lots of things we want to do moving forward. So maybe you don't want to join the community. That's fine. Support us. Be a monthly donor. That would be incredible as we continue to build things out. Sponsor other people. We have lots of guys right now who try, you know what, they join the community. They want to sponsor more guys. So come do that. Sponsor other guys to come to either our live events, be part of our online community, whatever, be part of the summit, leadership development, whatever it may be. But we need your support. I'm just going to tell you right now, we need the support to keep things going, to keep doing what God's called us to do. Okay. So again, thelionwithin.us. That's thelionwithin.us is the website. Go check it out there. We'll have a great conversation on Wednesday, a good interview that hopefully you guys are going to enjoy, get a lot from. Still unpacking that idea of chaos and what can we do as Christian men to combat it. Okay. All right, fellas, get after it. Have a great day. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart, sincerely, for listening to the show. Love you guys. Get after it. And look, keep unleashing the lion within. If you're a man who's looking for greater spiritual guidance into how to become a better leader, finding resources that you can trust and then implement can be daunting. For me personally, I thought it was a lost cause, and I decided to take the action knowing that I wasn't alone. It was because of this wide gap that we created our Lion Within Us community, and the areas that we're helping Christian men grow are incredible. For instance, we built ways for guys to lean in and grow through fun events like our daily spiritual kickoff, where you get that much-needed boost directly from God's Word. Our Bible studies that always focus on how to discern and apply what we learn. And even our amazing forum, where you can speak your mind without fear of getting shut down or judged by the extreme rules of modern-day social media. On top of all that, we know that many men want help overcoming issues and becoming stronger in many different areas. That's why we created several mastermind groups where the iron truly sharpens the iron. Our community is about having a growth mindset, accountability, intentionality, and transparency. In other words, just leave fake you at home and come to community just as you are. I fully believe in what we've built. I see the impact it's making on men right now, and I would love to have you check it out. So start your very own 30-day free trial today to see how we can help you be a better leader. So if you're ready to take that first step, head over to thelionwithin.us and get started. Your journey begins here. Visit thelionwithin.us, and I'll see you inside the den.